don't let symptoms go. Pay attention when you feel something wrong.
Now, I know in the walk you also had a lot of education, advocacy programs, some of them targeted toward younger kids or parents or whatnot. Was there a general message you were trying to convey in those programs, or is it just focused on, hey, if you have these symptoms, you have to be aware of this?
Our general message is not only being aware of symptoms, but also we want to help people prevent heart disease and stroke. A lot of the risk factors are the same between both heart disease and stroke, and things like controlling your blood pressure, eating a healthy diet, getting active, those can all make a difference, and we want to make sure that we're helping not just the people who've had heart disease, but we want to make sure the people don't get it. We want to stop people from getting heart attacks. And that's one of the main messages that we have, is living a healthy lifestyle can protect your heart.
Now, is there anything new in the research or treatment of heart disease that you're just starting to find out now that you didn't know maybe a few years ago?
Well, we have studies going on all the time. Just last year, we funded $12 million in studies all across upstate New York that, we'll see the results of those in the future. There's always studies going on. There's always breakthroughs being made.
Now, it seems like the last 30 years have been extremely productive for the American Heart Association. But looking toward the next 10 years or the next 30 years, what do you think still has to be done?
Well, one of our priorities right now is we are trying to get a law passed in New York State that would require high school students to be educated in CPR as a graduation requirement. And that way we would be training hundreds of thousands of lifesavers every year. If you imagine every child across New York State knowing how to do CPR, that means if they're in a situation where someone collapses, they can save a life. And that's going to make a huge difference in survival rates.
That actually leads well to my next question, which was, I was reading an editorial from your CEO, Nancy Brown, where she says that a lot of what your group does is to advocate for policy changes that could help clean air or protect against secondhand smoking. Is there any sort of current reform going on, maybe besides the one that you mentioned, that you think needs to be done to improve heart health?
Our main advocacy priorities right now are the CPR in schools bill and also making sure that we are protecting funding for tobacco control programs, obesity prevention programs, the health programs across the state that can make a difference for people's health. Things like the New York State Quit Line, that can make a big difference for someone who's trying to quit smoking. And obviously quitting smoking is one of the best things a smoker can do for their heart health. Avoiding smoking for everyone else is the best thing you can do.